Bitter cold temperatures across the northern U.S. plains over the course of the weekend, as well as southern Canada's prairies, likely resulted in some winter kill due to the fact that there was no snow on the ground when temperatures fell to the negative single digits and negative teens across those areas. The temperatures were cold enough to cause permanent crop damage, but we won't be able to assess the damage until we get into the spring season. Similar conditions have occurred in other places around the world, and even though this may not be a major winter grain-producing area, it is of somewhat importance, and especially when you add in the fact that there's other winter kill reports coming in from parts of Europe and the former Soviet Union, and plus there was a lot of winter crop that was not well established because of dryness from southeastern Europe into parts of south-central Russia. So adding new trouble in the northern U.S. plains and parts of Canada's prairies is just one more factor that's likely to drive the market in a higher direction if we indeed get verification that crop damage has occurred during this winter. In the meantime, the hard red winter wheat country in the central and southern plains were unimpacted by the cold weather of the weekend. There were sub-zero temperatures noted in parts of Nebraska and down to the Kansas border, but snow was on the ground in those areas and crop damage was not suspected of being significant. There was new snow that occurred over the last 24 hours across hard red winter wheat country, with a dusting upwards to 2 or 3 inches common, some local totals up to 4 inches or a little bit more occurring in parts of the Texas Panhandle. In fact, 5 inches were reported in the east central sections of the Panhandle most recently. Well, the snow event will weaken quite a bit as it moves across the Midwest, but we'll likely see a little wintry mix of precipitation impacting many areas there as we go through the day today and into the night tonight, with another storm system expected Tuesday night into Wednesday across hard red winter wheat country. That system will bring yet another wave of energy across the heart of the Midwest, with additional rain and snow likely as we move through the middle part of the week. Neither one of these two storm systems will be bringing significant moisture to the droughty areas in the upper Midwest, including parts of Minnesota and the eastern Dakotas and northern Iowa. With that said, I have to be careful because it is snowing this morning across parts of northern Iowa, and we did see as much as 5 inches occurring in part of the region just to the east of Sioux City, Iowa, just prior to dawn. The snow will be helpful to easing the dryness in that region, but the moisture content in the snow is not great enough to make much of a dent in the overall dry bias. The next storm system that comes in behind that will take a more southerly track and should not bring much additional moisture to that particular region. The delta in the southeastern parts of the U.S. will also see some rain from both of these storm systems, and so they will stay favorably moist. The temperatures across the country will be a bit warmer as we move forward through these next few days relative to what occurred over the weekend. Sub-zero temperatures did occur as far south as the Nebraska-Kansas border and western Iowa, with single digits and teens occurring across other parts of the lower Midwest. Well, the temperatures will not be that cold again for quite a little while. We're looking for low temperatures over these next few nights, likely to drop down into the range of teens and 20s for the most part, but we shouldn't see anything any colder than that. Afternoon highs will likely work their way into the 40s and 50s across the southern parts of the region, with highs in the upper parts of the Midwest in the 20s and 30s. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.